If you have your Bible, turn to Isaiah chapter 43 tonight. Isaiah chapter 43. The Bible says in verse 1, He said, "But now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and He that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, and neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee, and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the end of the earth. Even every one that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Bring forth the blind people that have eyes and the deaf that have ears. Let all the nations be gathered together and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is true. Yet ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye may know and believe me and understand that I am he. Before me there was no God form, neither shall be there be after me. Even I am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. I have declared, and I have saved, and I have showed when there was no strange God among you. Therefore ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and that I am God. Yea, before the day was, I am He, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and who shall let it? Thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, for your sake I have sent to Babylon, and have brought down all their nobles, the Chaldeans, whose cry is in the ships. I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea, and a path in the mighty waters, which bringeth forth the chariot, and the horse, and the army, and the power, and they shall lie down together, and they shall not rise. They are extinct, and they are quenched now as a tow. Remember ye not the former thing, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a good thing. Now I will, it shall bring forth, and shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And the beast of the field shall honor me, and the dragons and the owls, because I give waters in the darkness and rivers in the desert, and give drink to my people, my chosen. This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise. But thou hast not called upon me, O Jacob. But thou hast been weary of me, O Israel. Thou hast not brought me the small cattle of thy burnt offerings, neither hast thou honored me with thy sacrifices. I have not called thee to serve with an offering, nor wearied thee with incense. Thou hast bought me no sweet cane with money, neither hast thou filled me with the fat of thy sacrifices. But thou hast made me to serve with thy sins. Thou hast wearied me with thine iniquities. Even I am he that blotted out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. Put me in remembrance, let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father hath sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob to the curse, and Israel to reproaches." I want to hit on a few things this evening, if God will be my help. Some things that God has done for you. Some things that God has done for you. A lot of times as we read through texts like this, and if we ain't careful, we'll miss a whole lot of what God's saying that He wants to do for His people. And I believe we're living in a day, Brother Chris, that God wants to do a whole lot for His people. He wants to come by and bless us just like He did this morning. He wants to pull out a handful on purpose to every one of you. Amen. Praise God. And we thank God for that. And we thank God if the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, come to, He could fulfill the Word of God. He could make this book come alive through Him, praise the Lord, and we can see Him in the text. Amen? So we can see God as He begins to do things for us. The things that He wants to do in the day and hour that we live. And boy, we begin to think about that and we begin to bless His name and we can begin to wonder just how good God can be. Just how good can it get? I was thinking on the way home this morning, praise God, it got any better than it was this morning. I couldn't stand it. I'd have to have that glorified body, amen, in order to take it. Couldn't stand the strain. Well, I tell you, I just felt glory down in my soul. I was bubbling over and running over. Praise God, all over the place. Other folks was, glory to God. This place was just full. I mean, we got over in swimming waters this morning. Amen. And it's all because God has been so good to us. Amen. And we don't ever want to stop take time to remember the goodness of God, the way that He helps us and the way that He gives us that, praise God, because He knows who we are. Amen. Praise God, He is the creator of mankind. He made us what we are. And we, as I look at this evening, I want us to look at a couple things. Amen. What God has done for you. The Bible says in verse 1 says that He formed you. Amen. You know, guys, God formed you before you was ever born. God began to make you into who you are now. Amen. I'm glad we're not a finished product. Amen. As long as we're here on this earth, praise God, God's still working on us. Amen. When we get too high and heady and high-minded to think God can't do nothing more for me, praise God, that's about the time God really wants to bless you good. He will show you, praise God, that you ain't all that, but praise God, He's everything you'll ever need. He's that power from above. He's that hope that we have. He's that blessed Holy One of God, amen, that lives inside our soul and helping us day by day. When we get feeble, we can't walk, praise God. He's that one that'll scoop us up and He'll carry. Why? Because He's the one that formed us, praise God, for His glory. Amen. God formed you. Praise the Lord. He made us who we are. I thank Him for that. Bless God. Amen. He said, but now know this, saith the Lord, that created thee, O Jacob, and He that formed thee. Amen. Just like He formed. Hey, praise, you know what He did? He formed Israel. He made Israel who they was. And He made them to be a worshiping people. He made them to be somebody that would give honor and glory to God. He made them for a purpose, praise God, that they might be a people that He could communicate with. You know why that? Because it was lost in the garden. Amen. He created men. He created you and me, praise God, to be to correspond with Him, to have a relationship with Him. And He put us in the garden. He put our forefathers, Adam and Eve, put them in the garden. And the Bible said He walked and communed with them in the cool of the day. Amen. Till He rose up, praise God, and rebelled against God and had to be kicked out. But God formed us, praise God, to worship Him, give Him glory and praise in all that we do, all that we are, praise God, because we belong to Him. Amen. We're His. He formed me. He made me, praise God. And He made me. He made you. Why did He make? He made us for Himself. In verse 21, the Bible says this. He said, "This people have I formed for Myself." Amen. Praise God. He made us for Himself. Amen. Don't you let nobody tell you out here in this world, praise God, that God don't care about you. Amen. That's a lie of the devil. That's the biggest lie that the devil uses. He tells young boys and girls, mamas and daddies, and folks in this world that God don't care about you. I want to say, praise God, He formed you. But not only did He form you, He made you for Himself. Amen. That He could love you and help you, encourage you, lift you up. You say, well, He ain't here, a big old God with a stick just waiting to beat me up when I mess up. No, He's a big old God that wants to show you the right way and love you home, praise God. Amen. Amen, praise God. He wants to help us today. He wants to be that Heavenly Father. Therefore, He made us for Himself. He said, I have formed thee for myself. Amen. He said, I made you for My pleasure. Amen. You say, well, see, there it is. God's looking down on us. He sees us running around here like a bunch of little old ants. Amen. We're just watching for somebody to step on us and squish the life out of us. I'm afraid that's how we think sometimes. But I want to say our God loves us, praise God. He loves us supremely, and He's there to take care of every step, praise God. Amen. He said, is not the sparrow sold for a farthing? He said, are you not much more precious than they? Amen. Whole lot more precious than anything in this world, praise God. Because God made you for Himself. Amen. So He could get glory out of your life. How do you know? Look back at verse 7. You didn't know all this in here, did you? I didn't hear. I got to reading and I said, glory to God. In verse 7, he said, He made you for His glory. Verse 7, he says, even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for what? My glory. Amen. That ought to lift us up, praise God. That ought to encourage our walk. God says, you know what, Brother Danny? He said, I made you, praise God, to bring glory to my name. I made you, praise God. I formed you. I made you for myself so that I might get glory out of you. What's he saying? He said, I'm going to take you and use you, praise God, to get glory. I'm going to take and use your life. You say, preacher, how could God ever use me? Amen. He can use you if you'll let Him. Amen. If we'll submit ourselves to Him and resist the devil, James said the devil will flee from us, and God will use your life. Amen. He'll use your life that He'll get the glory. Amen. Something will happen to you, praise God, and you'll say, well, you know what? That may be so, but God be the glory. He brought me through. Amen. He's delivered me. He's helped me. He's loved me. He's lifted me out. Praise God. He's lifted me up. Praise God. He's carried me when I needed somebody to help me out. Praise God. He lifts me out of the muck and the mire. Praise God. Put my feet on a solid foundation. How many times has He ever lifted you up out of there, cleaned you up, praise God, for His glory, and established your goings again? Amen. God said, I raised them up, I lifted you up, I made you, praise God, for my glory. Amen. I can get glory out of your life. Amen. God gets glory out of our life when He give Him glory in our life. When we start just praising Him for who He is. We serve a great big God today. Amen. Glory to God. He can't be contained in this world. I won't say praise God. But it's family, He can't be contained in this little body. My body won't, praise God, can't stand the strength. Amen. Praise the Lord. When He gets to pouring out on me, when He gets to filling me full, praise God, to overflow it, He begins to ooze out of me. Amen. Praise God. I like it that way. I like it when God just starts oozing out of you. Amen. You get to can't help it and you don't care. Amen. Praise the Lord. You just get to praising the Lord, giving Him glory. Amen. Lifting up your heads, waving to heaven. Amen. Tears are running out. Snot is slinging everywhere. You say, glory to God in eyes. Amen. And you don't care. Amen. Because God's getting the glory. He's being magnified and lifted up as the God of heaven. Amen. Praise God. That's what God's doing for us, young'un. He's a lift us up. He's a help. And He's giving us guidance and leadership. Amen. He made you and me for a purpose, praise God, that we might bring glory to His name. Amen. The Bible says in verse 1 that He redeemed us. Amen. Praise God. He said, for I have redeemed thee. Amen. Every one of us, praise God, not only did He save us for glory, make us for His glory, but praise God, He's redeemed us. He's bought us with a price. All of everyone in here, praise God, that'll receive, praise God, the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. That's the price that was paid for redemption. Amen. What God has done for you, praise God. You say, preacher, I'm not saved. Well, He's already paid the price. Amen. All you got to do, praise God, is receive, praise God, that price that was paid for you. Amen. Say, Lord, here I am, a sinner. Amen. You was on the auction block. They was auctioning y'all. Who going once, going twice. Pray God, the devil was alive and glee. Going to see your soul in hell. But Jesus stepped up and said, I'll buy them. Amen. He said, I'll pay the full price. Amen. Praise God. Say, I've offered up salvation for whosoever will. Amen. It's a whosoever will salvation. Whosoever believe on Lord Jesus Christ, His death, burial, His resurrection, amen, He got up out of that grave, praise God, victorious over death. I will say glory to God, death don't have no hold on me, praise God, I've done slipped out of His fingers, praise God. You say, preacher, you're going to die one day, I may do it, I hope I die preaching the Word of God, amen, I hope I go out of here, praise God, no matter what happens, glory be to God, I'm not going to be dead, I'm going to be alive forevermore. Amen. I'm going to be in the presence of my Savior. Hey, glory to God. I'll just be liberated from this old body that holds me down. Amen. I'll get to worship the Lord like I'd like to. Amen. I can't stand it now. Amen. My body will take it. Brother Bill, I've done too many miles in too few years. Amen. But praise be to God, I'm glad there's a Savior who's redeemed me, praise. He got me. And you know, having said that, if I was going to buy something, I would want to look at it and see if it was worth having. Amen? I would. When I buy something, I want to look it over. My granddaddy used to say, he said, son, don't ever buy a horse or a mule. Do you look at their teeth? Amen. Made sense. If they can't eat, praise God, they can't stay strong. They can't work. Amen. Praise God. Hey, listen, if I was a looking at me and I've seen me in the shape I've got in, praise God, in this whole body, praise God, not only my physical ailment, but the sinfulness of myself, praise God, that messes with me every day. Glory be God, I'd say, you know what? I ain't gonna give much for that one. But praise God, Jesus, when He saw that auction block, praise God, I was there. He took me off. He said, praise God, I'll pay everything. Amen. He said, I'm not going to hold nothing back. He said, I'll buy him. Amen. I guess old devil had him a time. Jeff probably said, that ain't worth nothing. Amen. He said, you're getting gypped. Look at his body. He's decrepit. Amen. Crippled in the body, crippled in his mind. I go, Lord, you're getting ripped off in this one. Why don't you just let me have him? Amen. Why don't you give that one to me? He ain't worth nothing. My wife done had, her and Tommy Rice has got a plan. Yeah. They said, when I go out of here, praise God, I've got so much metal in my body that they're going to part me out for scrap metal and then bury the rest. Amen. Praise God. She said, I'm worth more dead than alive. Amen. That's what God could have said for me, but praise God, He redeemed me. Amen. Redeemed me out of my sin, praise God, out of my uselessness. Amen. And made me one of His own. Amen. Paid the full price, didn't hold nothing back. Praise God. And I remember at March 1976 when I got saved, praise God. He saved me from the gutter, most of them. Wrote my name in the Lamb's Book of Life. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I tell you what, I ain't lived up to that name. But praise God, my Savior, I never found nothing wrong with Him. Amen. When I'm as bad as I can be, praise, He's better than I could ever imagine Him to be. Amen. He loved me on purpose. Loved me cause He can. Amen. Just because that's what He does. Amen. Bought me, purchased me, price paid for me. Praise God. Put me on the roll. Amen. Praise God. Bless His holy name. I thank God for it. Don't you? I've been redeemed. What do you mean you've been redeemed? Say, I've been redeemed. My sins are blotted out. Amen. Look at verse 25. Amen. Not only did He redeem us, praise God, but He done all this for Himself. What God has done for us, what He's done for you. Amen. This is an individual thing tonight. The same things He's done for me, praise God, He'll do for you. Or He's done for you. If you're saved, praise God, you come the same way I did. Through the blood of the Lamb, praise God. Amen. He said, verse 25, said, I am He that blotted out thy transgressions for mine own sake. Amen. Praise God. But what about that? And will not remember thy sins. You know what? Now you get that? God said, I didn't do that for your sake. Hello? Brother Lynn, He said, I did that for my sake. Amen. He said, because I bought you, I paid a price for you, praise God, and I want you to be all you can be to me. Amen. God, we ought to be the shoutingest people in the country. Amen. Old country folk like us, praise God, we ought to be lifting up holy hands, shouting and praise God. Say, Lord, glory for saving my soul. Thank you for buying, thank you for looking on no wretch like me to the saving of my soul. I didn't deserve it, praise God. But He bought me, He paid for me, praise God. He paid the price for my sins. Amen. Praise God. And then He took Him. I was guilty as guilty could be. Amen. You were too. Amen. But He took it, that precious blood, Lord Jesus Christ, and blotted out all them sins. Amen. Cover them out. He said, I'll remember your sin and will not remember your sins. See, that's the good thing about our God. It's not that He can't remember. It's that He chooses not to remember them. To never, glory be to God. Now we may condemn ourselves. We may put yourself down. Somebody else may put you down. Say, I remember how you used to be. Amen. Brother Chris, any of the boys you go to school with, say, I remember you. Had more hair back in. Amen. Yeah, a little bit. Say, I remember you, praise God. You were one of them wild childs. Amen. They go, you was in everything, weren't we all? Amen. I've always tried to climb up higher ever since I was a little bitty feller. I'd always climb higher pretty. I got up an oak tree up in West Virginia one time, got up so high I couldn't get down. You ever get up so high you can't get down? Amen. I had to sit there and I prayed God, I hollered, hollered, nobody heard me. Mama was in the house, praise God, I was way out on the edge of the yard. Only thing that hurt me was the old German shepherd dog that's tied to the foot of the tree. Amen. I guess people come along, they seen me up there squalling, him down at the bottom, a looking. I guess they feared that dog had me trained. Amen. But old Chico, he was trying to figure out how to get me down. Amen. Here's my buddy. Praise God. Finally, Mama heard me. She went out and got a lighter. Come help me get down. Had to have my mama climb up in a tree, praise God, with me to get me down, praise God. That's where I've been, praise God. I'd go places I couldn't come back by myself. I got up, when I got in high school, got there at North Buncombe one time, and they had egg yarn out there, so you had to show them who you was, praise God. One day, so at lunchtime, praise God, we was out there, and we had that flag pole, went way up yonder. Amen, that flag out there, just a wave. I said, glory to God. Amen. Somebody said, boy, ain't that pretty to wave that way? I said, glory to God, I can do that. Amen. So I grabbed that flagpole, Brother Bill, and I shimmied up that flagpole. And praise God, I took my arm and put it against there, and I put it against my side, praise God, and I pressed myself out that hand, pressed myself out, and I kicked my feet in the wind. Amen. Glory to God, I done climbed up high as I could go, praise God. Amen. But that time I was able to get back down. Amen. I'm telling you what God done for you. Praise God. God brought me back down here, but a couple days later, I was out there and I was heading out to the car to go get in my car and go to work. Mr. Seal, principal, vice principal, he caught me in the hallway. He said, Jeff! And I pretend like he was talking to some other Jeff, you know what I mean? He said, Jeff Massey! I guess I was the only one there. So I turned around and said, yes, sir! He said, I need you to do me a favor. I said, well, sir, if I can. I said, oh, Lord, what do I do now? He said, well, said, we was going to take the flag down, but it's stuck on top of the flagpole. Said, it's tangled up, and I can't get it down. I said, well, sir. He said, how about climbing up there and getting it? I said, well, he said, you think you can do it? I said, well, I might be able to do that. And he put his arm around me and grinned at me real big. See, his officer's right inside, in front of the flagpole. Amen. And so I said, I believe you can. And so I shimmied up that thing, praise God, unhooked that flag and let them bring her down. Amen. But I want to say glory be to God. That's the way God does to us. I praise He redeemed us, praise God. He blots out our sins, praise God. When we run up that flagpole, we can't go no further. We can't get back down, praise God. The Lord comes to where we at and He rescues us. How many times has God rescued you from yourself? How many times God saved you from something that you could have made a mess of your life with? But God Almighty comes along, praise God. He brings you out of that and blots that part out of your life. Amen. How many times has God forgiven you? Amen. Probably more than we can any of us count. Praise God. Why does He do that? Because He's God. Just because He can. Amen. Amen. Because He's great big. He's a loving God. He's an almighty God. He tells us, praise God, in verse 15, who He is. Bible says, I am the Lord, your Holy One. Amen. He didn't say just the Holy One. He said, I'm your Holy One. He said, the Creator of Israel, your King, praise God. He said, I'm everything you'll ever need. Praise God. Amen. He said, I'm all in all to you. Praise God. Why did He do all this for you? Why did God come to you, praise God? Why did God save you? Why does He blot out your sin? Why does He care so much about you? Because He loves you, amen? Because He loves you with that great agape love. That God, that kind of love that only God has, praise God, that we see in the Word of God. Look at verse 4, amen? He said, I have loved thee, amen? Now notice what He didn't say. Brother Bud, He didn't say, I will love you. I might love you. I could love you. But He says, I have loved you. Amen. Praise God. That means it started somewhere way back yonder. Amen. And he ain't got over it yet. Amen. I'm afraid sometimes, praise God, we get over it too quick. Now I'm talking about what God's done for us. Praise God. He's loved us, praise God. And he's helped us. He's helped us. He's brought us out. He's delivered us. He's loved us, praise God. And he said, I have loved you. Amen. Even when you're unlovable. Amen. You husbands, sometimes you don't you just get plumb unlovable. That wife wants to kill you. My wife, before we got married, I talked to her. We was riding down the river one day in my old truck. And I said, honey, I said, before we get married, I said, I want you to know this. I said, we need to agree on this right now. I said, I don't believe in divorce. And she said, honey, said, I don't either. Said, I don't believe in divorce. She said, she's never even thought about divorcing me. In 32 years, well, 35 count of years we dated. She said, I never thought about divorce. But she said, I thought about killing you a time or two. Amen. She said, I thought about taking you out time to pray. Why? Because I'm not always lovely. But praise God, God loves us anyway. In spite of who we are, praise God, He still loves us, Brother Robert. Cares for us the same, praise God, every day of our life because He's just God. He's that great big God and He loves us. He loves you and me, praise the Lord. Amen. And the next part I really like, praise God, He loves me. And He loves me enough that He calls me by name. In verse 1, He said, I have called thee by thy name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, preacher, has He ever called us by our name? Yeah, He's called us by our name. Amen. Brother Chris, you remember the day that you got saved? Amen. You know, at that day, God just say, hey, is anybody listening? Oh, you know what He did? He called Chris by his name. He said, Brother Chris, I love you, son. I love you. I want to save you. I died for you. Wouldn't you receive me? I want to love you. I want to save you. I want to call you my own. And He called him by his name. Amen. Why do you know? Because that's where he come out, praise God. Amen. Praise God to the Lord. Hey, wasn't nobody saying, Chris Gibson, would you come forward? Brother Bud, would you? No, praise God. Amen. He was a still small voice and spoke to his heart. Just like that Wednesday night, there was a still small voice spoke to my heart. Amen. He may have done a little more gruff on my case. He said, Jeff Massey, you little rascal. I knew who he was talking about. Amen. If he would have said, Jeffrey Douglas, I wouldn't know if it was him or not. It might have been my mama. Amen. My mama, whenever I got in trouble, I knew I was in trouble because she'd say, Jeffrey Douglas. And I knew it was on. Amen. Praise God. But God spoke to my heart that night and He said, Jeff, it's me. It's the Lord. I know you're worried about dying and going to hell, but praise God, I've already overcome that place. I've already conquered. I've defeated hell in the grave. And if you'll come to me, I bought you, son. I paid the price. He said, whosoever will, praise God. That little old preacher said, hey, man. He said, if you'll just believe on Lord Jesus Christ, if you'll just come and accept and confess your sins, amen, confess Him with your mouth, just call on the name of the Lord, you can be saved. I'll never forget that. Boy, praise God, I come out of there, slid an old-fashioned door. I said, oh, God, forgive me a sinner. Amen. Why? Because that night, brother, then He called my name. Amen. Out of all those folks in there, I don't know who all else went. I don't know who made a move. But praise God, I know He called my name that night. Amen. Praise God. I answered that call. I made my call in election sure. Praise God. That call came and I answered. I said, Lord, here am I. Amen. Glory be to God. I said, I know I'm a sinner. God, please save me. And praise God, by His marvelous grace, God Almighty moved upon my heart and I ain't ever been the same. Amen. I've never been as good as I should be. I could be. Amen. But I've never been as bad as this old flesh would make me to be because the Lord moved in. Why? Because He knew my name. Praise God. Amen. And not only did He know my name, but He promised to be with me. Amen. And just like He promised to be with you. In verse 5, the Bible says this. He says, fear not, for I am with thee. Amen. He said, not only does He know His name, praise God, not only does He call you out by name, but praise God, He said, now that I've called you, He said, I'm going to be with you. Amen. That's what God does for you, praise God. He walks with you. He talks with you. He leads and guides and He directs you. He shows you a path that's far better than anything the world has to offer. Oh, there's paths out there that's more well-worn. But there are paths that lead to destruction. And the Bible says there are many that go in thereat. But praise God, I'm glad there's a narrow path. And it's a path of righteousness. It's a path of grace and mercy, of hope and truth, praise God. And as we follow it all the days of our life, it'll lead us into paradise, praise God, unspeakable one day in a little while, into the presence of an almighty God. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. The promise, He said, I'll always be with you. Amen. No matter where you're walking out on that road, the Lord Jesus said, I'll be there with you. I'll lead and guide you. Praise God. I'll direct your path. Amen. For His glory. Amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what if it gets rough? What if the going gets tough? It will. Amen. You just mark her down. It ain't always going to be easy. But he says here in verse 2, he says, when thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, hey, praise, right? Now listen, the water's rising. And through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. Amen. He said, it don't matter how rough the water, how much the current, praise God. God says, I'll be with you. Amen. Don't matter how much the world's how much flow the waters is putting on your life, no matter how much turmoil your ocean, praise God, the Lord said, I'll be with you. And He said, when thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon you. Amen. He said, when it gets hot. Amen. He said, when it gets hot around you. Amen. When it seems almost unbearable, the flames of praise God is a roaring against you, trying to burn you up, trying to devour you. Praise God. What we do is we'll be like those three Hebrew children that was walking in the midst of the fire. Amen. The king said, did we not cast three men bound into the fire? Praise God. And they said, yes, sir. He said, well, I see four. Amen. Walking. And the fourth is like the Son of God. Amen. Praise God. He'll help you to walk in the fire. Praise God. When there's trial and adversity, praise the Lord. He said He'd be there with us. Praise His holy name. He'd be safe through the water. He said we'd be safe through the fire. Praise God. He said, I'll be with you always. Amen. Always. Always. Everywhere. In every way. God said, I'll be with you. Amen. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. That means He's right with you everywhere. Listen, youngins. Listen, you youngins, you're going to go back to school tomorrow. You're going to start a new year. But I want to say, praise God, just remember this. Pastor Jeff was telling you, praise God, Lord Jesus will be with you every day, all day. Amen. Amen. He'll be there to watch over you, to help you, to encourage you, to lift you up, to show you. He said, if any man, woman, boy, girl needs knowledge, lack knowledge, just ask. Amen. Praise God, if you get stumped, you can't figure something out, you need some help, you're getting discouraged, praise God, just shut your eyes and call on the Lord. Amen. I tell you what Pastor Jeff's done many, many times. As assistant engineer at that plant, they've been nights, they call me at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, and they'd say, well, you got to come down here. This machine's down, and we've got to have the production. And I'd crawl out of that bed, and I'd go get in my old truck, and I went down there. I'd beg God. I'd say, oh, God, please. God, we need this. God, please, just show me. Help me. And I've walked in there. I don't know. I couldn't tell you the times that I've walked in there, opened up an old control cabinet, Brother Chris, looked in there and praised God. It was right there. There'd be a smoking reel or something right in front of my eyes. Praise God. I'd go in there. I'd get a new one, slap her in there, hit the start button. Pff, off she'd go. You know what I'd do? I'd just stop and say, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. I've done it before. Praise God. I've walked it, opened it up, and I said, glory to God. Thank you, Lord. With them boys are standing, you know, all them operators standing there waiting. Amen. Just see what's going on. Hoping I can't get it fixed. Amen. I mean, I was working. Praise God. God was working against our prayers. They said, oh, Lord, please don't let Him fix it. Don't let Him fix it. Don't let Him fix it. Amen. Brother Danny probably had the same thing in them buses. Amen. I go over and open, I see it, and I say, thank you, Lord. And they'd say, what? I said, right there it is. Amen. I said, I'll be right back. Well, I'd run in there to the parts room, I'd get one of them, I'd bring it out there, I'd do what I had to do, I'd slap that thing in there, and I'd hit that, flip that switch and turn it on. Praise God, and that thing would fire up. And I'd say, God be the glory. Amen. You know why I call God? That's a witness to His name. Amen. Praise God. And I'd ask God, I said, Lord, help me. Listen, young, as you go back to school tomorrow, praise God, don't be afraid to bow your head and say, Lord Jesus, help me. Amen. It may be a math test. Amen. It may be a science test. It may be something that you're going up against. It may be peer pressure that you're trying to stand against. Amen. But praise God, don't give in to it. Just bow your head and say, Lord Jesus, help me. Amen. If you got peer pressure, if you got people trying to get you to do something that you know you shouldn't do, praise God, just start saying, Jesus, Jesus. I guarantee you they'll leave you alone. Amen. I guarantee you they'll hit the road, praise God. They won't want nothing to, they won't bother you no more. Amen. Just say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Why? Because God loves us. And He'll bring you through this stuff. He'll deliver you safe, praise God. It's what Jesus done for you. Why did you say, well, in closing, let me just say, why does God do all this for us? Why would God do all this for me and you, Brother Chris? Why would He do that? I don't understand it. But the Bible tells us in verse 4, He said, since thou wast precious in my sight. Amen. He said, that's why God does it for you. That's why God does it for me. Because you, hello, point at yourself. Because you are precious in His sight. Amen. He loves you. Praise God. That's why. That's why God does all these things. That's why He did all these things for Israel. That's why He'll do all these things for you. Because God loves you. Amen. You are precious in His sight. In other words, when He looks at me and you, He don't see this old vile man, vile person that we are. He sees what He's going to make us to be. Amen. And He looks at you and He said, that's precious. Amen. Now, Miss Tara may not always look at Brother Chris and say, boy, ain't he precious. Amen. Don't lie. Brother Bud and Miss Bell may look at you and say, yeah, ain't he precious. You know, about, she says that all the time about you. She's just precious. Amen. But you know, that's how God thinks about us all the time. He sees past our faults and our failures. He sees past our shortcomings. And He says, you know what? That one's precious. That one's precious. You know what He's saying? Amen. He's saying, I love them. I love that person. I love you. Praise God. That's why God does all this stuff for us. Because He loves us. Because He loves you. Amen. Praise the Lord.